Good morning, welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Saturday the 18th of January. I'm rocking and rolling, reeling. Oh, Chrissy spreadsheets, better the day comes up. It's actually thrown up three today, but Tottenham to lose to Watford, back Watford at home to Tottenham. This isn't my tip, by the way, that's just Chrissy's better the day. That sheet that Chrissy built, it takes on a Saturday about an hour and a half to run, and I sit with him and we do these things and tested it, he goes, it's slow, isn't it? I said, it doesn't matter, Chris. I said, it doesn't matter. I get up early, I can start it running. It's got a hell of a lot of work to do. It's, you know, today it's looking at whatever, 100-120 fixtures across seven different databases. So it's doing a hell of a lot of work. I said, it doesn't matter. But Chrissy, if I sit there for an hour and a half and I'm doing other things and then it pops up with fucking back Watford against Tottenham, you need to sort it out, son. I'm not having it. Get a flipping grip ruining my Saturday at 8 o'clock this morning. Depressed now, see? I'll get to that. I'll go over the bets at the end. Chrissy's got a couple on his sheets. I'll mention them just for people. I ain't mention them every day, but we'll give him a bit of a push early. Got beat last night, MVV, didn't it? Lost. They drew. If you'd spun it, Chrissy, if you knew anything about tipping, see, you'd have been like a twatter tipster, you'd have spun that round, or you'd have said something like, whilst the best bet of the day was back MVV, you could have laid the away team, because it meant that MVV maybe will win, but they're absolutely nailed on not to lose. Lay the away team, spun it round, claimed 0.95 points profit, moved on, son. But that's the trouble, see? When you're coming into this game fresh, trying to be the big man, well, all went wrong, didn't it? Something really weird happened yesterday. Thank you all for the nice comments on the podcast, by the way. Yeah, I will continue to do it. I fully appreciate it. Obviously, we do need to try and keep listenership up, make it worth it. If you want to leave me a positive review on the iTunes store, that would help, I'm told. Because people do come and go, but I think we've got a good core of you that listen. Les, lovely words, Les Cav. He said, I'm the only reason he comes on Twitter now, find my podcast and that. And Les says that he breeds reptiles. I mean, he says it as if it's something that's every day that people do. Les, I've lived for 48, coming up 49 years. I've never met a reptile breeder. And then I've got two of you in a week. I've never, ever heard those words out of anybody's mouth. Guy, Gary Smith's mate last week. And then you're... Who wakes up and think, I know what I'm going to do, I'm going to breed reptiles. Sort yourself out. Fair play to you. I remember years ago, actually, a guy lived in Falmouth. I was down there meeting a friend of mine and stayed in his house, and his boy had a pet snake. I had to sleep in his boy's room and he had a pet snake. Oh, that's my real phobia, snakes. I couldn't sleep. I just sat in the corner of the room. I was shitting myself. Flipping hate snakes. That was the Jethro week. I was down there kind of the silly aisles. It was that week. My mate had the flipping snake. Oh, his son, pet snake. Who wants a pet snake? Oh, it was horrible. I'm down the West Country, I mentioned yesterday Oakey getting smacked, didn't I? And then Steve Williamson, who's a lovely guy. I keep mentioning him a few times. Horse race trader. He's on Twitter. Steve used to work in the nightclub where I got whacked, did a bit of DJing. I think you're a couple of years after me, Steve. I let it go in the week. Steve posted a picture of himself on Twitter when I was saying something about Love Island. I assume they were two women from Love Island at Epsom races. He sat with his arms round, sunglasses on his head, with a couple of women in coral outfits, but I assume Coral had got a couple of girls from Love Island in. When was it a thing to turn yourselves orange? When did that happen? When did this orangeness business start? I'm not into all that grooming stuff because I'm Clooney-esque. I get up, quick shower, I look great. When did turning yourself orange become a thing? Because it looks fucking horrendous. And if there's any orange people out there listening to this, I'd make no apologies. It looks ridiculous. I don't even know how they achieve that orangeness. I don't know what is used to do it. Is it fake tan? Is it... What is it? What is it that makes women turn themselves orange with sort of black painted on eyebrows? Because it just looks horrific. Sorry if I upset anybody, but that's a fact. And while we're on it, while I'm in, I might as well go... I might as well put 2 feet in on the old women front. Get your mums, wives, grands, sisters, girlfriends listening. Because this is important, this one. My mum died when I was, 32, 33. So for those 30 years that I can remember of my mum, the last thing she used to do before she went out anywhere, whether it was work or going out socially, was get her handbag ready. And purse went in, glasses went in, lipstick went in, maybe a compact mirror. And her handbag was she had a few, but invariably sort of leather, be black or navy, fold over flap with a gold or silver clasp and a strap. And the handbag was about the size of a good Dan Brown hardback book, I would say. I'm not talking a good Dan Brown book, but that, you know, the go Waterstones, get Dan Brown's book when he comes out, you can picture the size, leather strap off it. That was about the size of the handbag. Did the job perfectly. When, in bejesus' time, did handbags become suitcases? The fucking size of them now that they walk around with. What is going on? There's not room for them in the world. Soon they're all going to be walking around with full 23 kilo suitcases and shopping trolleys full of stuff. What is going on? When did this happen? This massive thing. I went to Nando's last night. Something weird happened there, which I'll get to. But I wasn't sure I'd be back for the football. My boy wanted to meet in Nando's. I wasn't sure I'd be back for the football. So I threw... I got a little Wi-Fi unit. Said to Sam, can you throw it in your bag? Took about half hour to find it. It's flipping massive, the bags. Everybody's walking around with these massive bags. What's going on? What is going on? Get back to normal when there's not room in the world for them. No wonder people can't get seats on trains and buses. Handbags are taking it all up. Yes, I went to Nando's. My boys, yesterday was a great day, not just for the podcast, and I do really thank you. It was a milestone for me to do that, but a bigger milestone than that yesterday for us was my boy had his last ever class. He's finished his education, which seems to have been dragging on for about 150 years. He's got a job. He's starting on March the 2nd, a very good job. I thank everybody who helped last year when we had our thing. He has got 3 exams to go first week of next month, but then he's done. So it's a massive thing for us for that to get to the end of that. But he said, can we meet in Nando's? I went, yeah, that's fine. I said, as long as I'm back, I wanted to be back for the 7 o'clock kickoffs. So we popped up to meet him about 5, Sam and I. Lives the big star, so he didn't say, can we meet in like dinner by Eston? No, can we meet in Nando's? That was his way of treating us for about 32 years and 200 grand's worth of education. Let's have a Nando's. So anyway, we sat down. I like Nando's. Good. Don't mind a cheeky Nando's. When's that ever been a thing? Isn't it? Why is it cheeky Nando's? Why is it not just Nando's? So we sat in Nando's, and this is really weird. Honestly, I don't bullshit you. We had a table for 4, but 3 of us sat it. We sat there. He went up and ordered our food. A couple got sat next to us. They sat there for 2 or 3 minutes, looked through the menu. You got the little chicken thing, don't you? The wooden chicken thing that the waitress pops in. So they've sat there for 2 or 3 minutes. Just got up and walked out. Gone. Thought, that's a little bit weird. So the waitress has come and cleared the table, took the chicken thing back out, gone again. Literally wasn't a minute and a half. She's back again with another 2 people, this time 2 blokes. They've sat down. They've sat there for 2 or 3 minutes, looked at menus, just sat on the other, put them down, walked out. We're now looking at us like, do we smell? Is it us? I felt like I was in some sort of Jeremy Beadle thing, something was going to pop out, because we just kept seeing people sat, well, twice, people sat, sod off, people sat, sod off. And then they didn't see anyone there at all. So you do start to wonder. I mean, I don't know whether Sam was kicking up a bit, I don't know, but it certainly wasn't me. Yeah. Don't know. Anyway, madness. So that happened. What else have we got? I'll do some bets in a minute, I suppose. Tottenham Watford, eh? Was that on Twitter as well? This thing that, obviously, I don't follow other teams. I don't know whether this happens for other teams, but Tottenham fans keep putting up their 11 for today, or my 11 for tomorrow. This is the 11 I fancy for Watford. This is the, who cares? You're not picking the fucking team. Mourinho is. Who gives a fuck what 11 you fancy or what you're going to put up? Pointless bollocks. Stop doing it. It's fucking pointless. Do other teams do that? Do Liverpool fans put up our fancied 11 or whatever? Absolute, complete and utter waste of time. I'm unfollowing fortunes of people at the minute. Complete and utter shite. Guess the 11. This is my 11. Fuck off. And while I'm on that, oh, that was a little mini rant, wasn't it? People have said, why is more rants? I don't get up and decide I'm going to rant. Rants come, they're an organic thing caused by circumstance. And one of the great things that Pod has done, it's cleared. I think people have realised that if they email me in with nonsense, I'm going to call them out on the pod. And obviously we've had a few, haven't we? Dave, the Arsenal fan, being probably the number one. So I think people have got wise that if they email me, they're likely going to end up getting slated on the pod, so they don't email me. So it's sort of, for me, it's probably been a good thing. But obviously that was a lot of rant material. So if you are a numpty, do feel free to email in, because we've got another year of pods to fill up. So if you want to email me some bell-end nonsense, do crack on, and I can use it as pod material. Otherwise, I'll have to go on about airbags and orange people and Nando's people walking out, people putting 11s up. Nonsense. But yeah, it's an organic thing. There'll be plenty of rants this year, I'm sure, because plenty of shit will happen. Right, let's have some bets and let you get on with it. Right, let's do old spreadsheets. Let's do him. Let's give him his flipping moment in the sun. Chrissy's spreadsheets, bet of the day. He's got three of the sheets turned out. Obviously, we've got more fixtures today. The Knapp is actually back over 2.5 goals at Sheffield Wednesday versus Blackburn. I hasten to add, these are Chrissy's spreadsheets bets. If you bet them at your own peril, they're nothing to do with me. But over 2.5 goals, Sheffield Wednesday, Blackburn. Back the home win, one for Dio. Bristol City versus Barnsley. Back the home win in Bristol City versus Barnsley. And back the home win Watford versus Tottenham. That's what Chrissy's little systems have thrown up. Nothing to do with FTS. If you get involved, if you do a Trixie on Chrissy stuff, that is down to you. Right, now let's get the proper stuff out. Right, the FTS podcast bet slip. Proper information. 150, this is racing first. 155 Navan, Coco Beach, win and place. 340 at Navan, Goulain Jesse, win and place. 245 at Lingfield, Vive or Dacta, win and place. We had a nice place yesterday, just got done, traded odds on in play. But yep, so those three, win and place. Hopefully add a few points to the kicker if you're involved. Football, right, this is the same bet, two games. Accrington versus Southend and Southampton versus Wolves. Both games, if they're 0-0 on 20 minutes, drip back over 0.5 first half goals, or drip lay under 0.5 first half goals. If either of those games don't, obviously if they have goals you win. If they get to half time it's 0-0, we move to backing over 1.5. So back over 1.5 on 45 minutes, back over 1.5 on 65 minutes. So I have half point each, trade as the goals go in. Preference is for removing liability if it's an earlier goal. If it's sort of 65 onwards, you're probably in a position to green up either way. But that's Accrington Southend and Southampton versus Wolves. The 2.5 trades, so this is my 2.5 macro has thrown up, or system has thrown up, two 2.5 trades. Funnily enough, one is Watford versus Spurs and the other is West Ham versus Everton. Both those games, if it is nil nil, of course it's fucking nil nil. It's nil nil when it starts, you fucking idiot. Right, you're back over 2.5 through the first 10 or 15 minutes of the game. Sorry, what a flipping plum. Through the first 10 minutes of the game, back over 2.5 goals, drip it in 10-15 minutes. As the goals go in, trade, remove your liability. Someone emailed me or asked me, I can't remember who, when or where, about is backing 1-1 for insurance worth it? Not for me, because you can trade it anyway, and you're just taking some of your profit away again, can't you? It can't be over 2.5 and 1-1. So it's not for me. I do think people love to get, and again it comes from sort of ebooks and that, get as many bets in to try and cover everything, and then you can claim a winner if we back 1-1, back 1-0, back 0-1, and trade over 2.5. Oh, well, we had a winner there. Well, yeah, you will eventually. If you back every fucking outcome, you will have some winners, but you'll eat your profit. So, yeah, not for me. Back over 2.5. I don't know why people, see, why when you say something to people, do they have to fucking put a twist on it? See, that annoys me. That's just annoyed me, just going over it in my head then. Just back over 2.5 goals and fucking trade it. It's simple. Jesus Christ. So remove your liability first is the priority. And then a home mention, Levante versus Alavés. I think that's a 12 o'clock kickoff, so fairly soon. That's a home mention in Spain. Levante at home to Alavés. Right, that is it. Have a lovely Saturday. Don't be orange. If you're orange, go and de-orange yourself. Go and buy a normal sized handbag. Don't breed reptiles. Don't get up and walk out of Nando's. Stop trying to pick the Tottenham team. Leave it to the manager. Other than that, I think we're all good. I think we're all good. No more reptile breeding. Well, did I mention that? When I'm not a fan of reptiles, I'll be honest. I was a silly trip when I flipping was in with old Jethro. The night before I stayed with a mate of mine in Falmouth, his boy had a snake. I had to sleep in his boy's room the night before we went over. Oh, flipping snake. Who wants a pet snake? I was shitting myself. They are my absolute phobia. I can't even watch them. When that David Attenborough thing was on with that snakes, I have to shut my eyes. It's like Doctor Who behind the sofa. I can't be watching snakes. Who wants to flipping get involved? I imagine when you reptile breed, you're talking snakes as well, aren't you? Do they class as a reptile? I know nothing about them. Can't bear them. Don't want anything to do with them. I'm waffling. Right, have a lovely Saturday. Crack on. See you tomorrow morning. NFL tomorrow. Beautiful.